Heading back to school? Head to DSW first and save up to 25% on select styles from big deal brands. Score major savings on must-have shoes and accessories from Nike, Adidas, Crocs, Reebok, Hey Dude, and Under Armour. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. Whether you're prepping for the kids' first day back or just for a busier calendar, get up to 25% off A-plus styles for women, men, and kids at your DSW store or DSW.com for a limited time.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
With us now is former St. Louis County Police Chief and a former St. Louis County Councilman, Tim Fitch. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate the time.
Good afternoon, Ryan.
What I understand, you're working private security consulting, so there's a couple of stories that came up. I'd be interested to hear your take on it. And that one brutal attack in Cincinnati, you have, I think it was like 150,000 people downtown, and you start a brawl, and you see police get involved and get hurt, and it's just absolutely a mess. So, what's your take on that? What were some of your first impressions? And when you have that many people concentrated in one spot, what do you even do when there's a brawl?
Well, you really need to flood it with law enforcement, visible law enforcement. It looks like Cincinnati did not do that, which allowed that to get out of hand. We saw it, how it got out of hand. But at the end of the day, I mean, you had a big group of, I guess we'll call them thugs. That's what they are when you act like that and batter somebody almost to death. That's what they are.
Mm-hmm. This is terrible. And, you know, then you have a different incident that happens in New York. You have a dude show up with a large rifle and want to start shooting people, part of the CT scandal with NFL, and just walks in and tries to go up the elevator to meet people and just start shooting. What do you do in instances like that?
Yeah, that's okay. So I'm in a construction area at the Houston airport. So if you hear a lot of noise in the background, that's what it is.
Oh, sure.
Any rate, yeah. Yeah, it was really a horrible situation, but we've seen these before. I think you'll find out, or we'll find out, when the investigation continues, this person has probably some serious mental health issues that weren't being treated. And he decided to exact some revenge on probably people that he thought had done him wrong.
Mm. So when you start to analyze what could be done and you realize what you're up against in the world today, which is unpredictable people doing unpredictable things in unconventional ways, how do you even combat for those situations? How do you even prepare or even protect yourself when you're a business or an organization? To me, I don't even know how you do it.
It's hard to, but they had a police officer in the lobby that confronted or was involved with this guy. I don't know if he surprised him, like ambushed him. That's what it sounds like. So that business had already taken some precautions by having a uniformed armed police officer on site. But of course, he was, I think, the first one that was shot, which is typical. And then it kind of gives them free rein of the building at that point. But that one, I would tell you that he probably had a significant amount of ammo that he did not expend. So that could have been much, much worse.
Mm. So you think that, one, if you're a guard, you're probably a target. And does that mean it's premeditated?
That's definitely true.
For the most part,
but you know, if you're the bad guy, you know who you have to take out first, or else that person's going to stop you from going any further. But a lot of the guards nowadays, that was a police officer, a lot of the security guards nowadays are not armed, and they'll take them out anyway.
You're talking about places like New York and some of these other more liberal places?
All over.
Oh, that's a shame.
All over. They're not, they just do not arm their security officers because they, number one, don't want the liability if that security officer has a lot less training than a police officer uses that firearm inappropriately.
I guess that's true, but if you think about it, you know, there's instances like, for example, I live in Michigan now in Detroit, but Traverse City, you have a guy, homeless guy, absolutely crazy, walks into a Walmart and starts stabbing people. Mm-hmm. And what do you have? That's an off-duty officers there. You have a Marine there, but they were carrying and they stopped him from stabbing other people. And they kept him there until he was arrested. By the way, the guy was absolutely loony. I was listening to some things he said to the magistrate when the charges were read to him. And he's talking about, I'm no worse than the tobacco industry who puts fiberglass. You know, he's talking about stuff like that. During his court hearing. So it's not a good situation. But luckily, all those 11 people who were stabbed are going to recover. They're expecting to recover. It could have been a lot different if it wasn't just a crazy homeless guy with a gun. Could have been different.
Yep. And we see this in Europe a lot. You know, I do a lot of travel and a lot of work in Europe. And when I do training there for employees, I don't talk about firearms. I talk about knives and vehicles. That's their method of hurting people in Europe, knives and vehicles.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, some people think the words you say hurt enough, so that should also be controlled like a gun. So you have to watch out for them. Your thoughts? There were some other reports out that, and right now they're just reports. I don't even think any of this has been confirmed, that Missouri's Attorney General Andrew Bailey is looking into Sam Page. And I know that you, as a county councilman, got to look at and investigate and see a lot of things firsthand and a lot of questions into the activities of Sam Page, having a second job, for example, being one of them. What do you think about potentially looking into him? Do you think this is a good idea?
Absolutely. Clearly, he, in my opinion, spent public tax dollars to try to sway an election, and that's prohibited by law. You can't do that. And it certainly looks like that's exactly what Sam Page did. And I think that's what the investigation's about. The curious twist on that situation was that I understand that they actually seized his mobile phone, Sam Page's mobile phone. I don't know why you'd need a mobile phone for a case like that. So there might be more to this situation than we know.
Well, if I remember correctly, his mobile phone came into question once, and I think he said one of his kids used it. So there was instances of mobile phones being used in controversy with him in the past. Now, I'm going to have to go back and read the story again. I don't remember the full context, but I just remember the phone being a factor to it. So I remember you looked into other things. I mean, who knows what else they find at this point? And the thing that bothered me the most, you know, at least as a politician, I kept thinking, why do they keep voting him in? I don't understand why this is happening over and over again.
It's pretty simple. I think it's pretty simple. St. Louis County is a heavily Democratic county now, and a lot of people don't know, and they go in and say, well, I don't really know any of these people, so I'm going to vote for the Democrat. I think that's how that keeps happening with Sam Page, at least. He's never had a formidable Democratic opponent. Well, he may this time, depending on who runs against him, and I'm sure whoever's going to run against him in the Democratic primary is going to use all this to their advantage.
Well, given your time spent on county council, I might as well ask you, and I don't know if you can answer this or not, has anyone reached out to you for information, maybe documents, things like that?
No, they have not. Not in this situation.
Okay, just curious. Who knows where this goes? And I find that it's always a wild ride, St. Louis politics. Are you happy that you're no longer involved with St. Louis politics?
Well, I'll be honest with you. I miss the people part of it. You know, I did that for more than 30 years as a police officer and the police chief. I do miss that part about it, but not enough that I want to do it again.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Yeah, it's a lot of it's a lot of hassle. And you get to see the backside of things that aren't great, and you think, if only people can see the things I'm seeing right now. And you try to portray it. You've always, I thought, were very transparent and very open at the things you were looking into. And I really appreciated that as your time serving. But some people just didn't want to grab onto the truth and reality of what was going on. So now,
It's better. Yeah, it benefits them to hide it.
Yeah, it does. And I remember you had to fight for your pension and all of these other things. And it's like, yep, the government could be so lousy.
But you got to remember, when they use tax dollars to hire attorneys to fight people, they don't care. It's Hank Page doesn't care. He's using tax dollars to fight his personal battles, and he sees nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, that's not great. Not a great spot to be in. Well, you're traveling, and hopefully it's not all that stressful for you. I know it's always stressful. Well, because when I travel, I have young kids I travel with, so I got to keep them in line. Mm-hmm. Hopefully everything goes smooth with you. You said you're down in Houston?
Yeah, right now I just came back from Mexico City, but I'm going to stop over on the way back to St. Louis.
Ooh, that's a sweaty place.
Beautiful in Mexico City, though. It was like 60 degrees this morning when I left.
How's that happen? You're coming back to a heat wave in St. Louis where it's going to be, what, 30 degrees more
by
the time you land in here.
Amazing.
Yeah. All right. So now you're working, you know, as a consultant. You look at private security situations. I don't even know how this works out for you, but if you'd like to talk about your business or tell people how they can find you, that's fine. If you don't, that's fine, too. I'm not sure.
Well, I certainly can. It's everything that I do is public. It's on the website, and you can just put in the Fitch Group, and that's the name of my business.
Okay. Tim Fitch, former St. Louis County Police Chief and former St. Louis County Councilman. I will say I really appreciated your time serving as a councilman. I'll say it again, you're very transparent. I thought you were always very fair. You always came on the air when we asked for something that was going on. You made yourself available. Really appreciated that about you. And still, I'm guessing your clients appreciate that about you too now. So, Tim, we appreciate your time today.
My pleasure, Ryan. Let's clean up in Wellston once again. That's the last time I think I laid eyes on you.
Is that right?
We clean up in Wellston. You remember the Wellston cleanup we did?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I don't even want to look back there. It was probably filled back up a month later, unfortunately.
It could be.
It's just
it's
a shame.
Yeah.
I know. All right. Well, appreciate the time, Mr. Fitch.
Ryan, take care. Alrighty. Bye-bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.